系啦，咁都感谢有为天父啦，俾我今日有机会同大家分享咧，自己喺佢入边嘅一啲学习啦。咁都希望可以藉住咁样咧，可以彼此鼓励嘅咁样。咁我哋开始之前有个祷告啊，好长，sorry，紧张得滞。
So I thank Heavenly Father for these precious opportunities to share what has been He been teaching me with you, and hope this will encourage you all. So before we start, let us commit this time to Heavenly Father in a prayer.
真系嘅，亚维阿爸天父，
Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh,
感谢你对我哋每一个嘅爱，
we thank you for your love for each one of us.
你总系喺我哋嘅生命当中，系不停嘅提醒我哋，
You often remind us, in our everyday life,
你对我哋嘅心意系点样嘅？
what your goodwill towards us are like.
虽然我哋当中可能有好多不足嘅地方，
Even though we ourselves are weak and have our inadequacies,
但系你唔系着眼喺呢啲地方嘅，
but you do not look at our weaknesses.
你邀请我哋每一个系嘅生命去改变，
You invite us to be changed by you.
系被你去改变嘅时候，我哋可以系为你做更多嘅工。
So that we may be fit to accomplish your good purposes.
亦都藉住我哋嘅生命改变同埋做嘅工，去祝福到更多唔同嘅人。
And through your working in our lives, in transforming us, we may also bring your blessings to others.
所以都求你特别嘅系与我哋同在，
So, Father, we ask that you will be with us.
知道儿子都系有不足嘅地方。
Knowing that your son has many inadequacies,
求你都系亲自嘅对我哋每一个说话，
but we pray that you will speak to each one of us,
以至于我哋都系被你嘅爱嘅鼓励，
so that we may be inspired by your love,
让我哋每一个都可以喺生活上面去经历你，
so that we may seek you and experience you in our daily life.
至我哋生命都可以彰显到神你自己嘅荣耀。
So we may also reflect your glory.
求你垂听我哋简短唔配嘅祷告。
Please hear our short and worthy prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
好，咁咧，安静咗喺主面前一段时间之后咧，就都决定啦，同大家分享提摩太前书嘅喺嚟紧一段时间。
So after quieting down before the Heavenly Father for some time, I'm going to share with you the series on 1 Timothy.
咁提摩太前书咧系使徒保罗写俾提摩太嘅信啦。
So 1 Timothy is a letter Paul wrote to Timothy.
咁咧写作嘅目的咧系因为嗰阵时，使徒保罗咧就留低咗提摩太喺以弗所教会啦。
And the purpose of writing the letter was because Paul had left Timothy in Ephesus church.
咁就希望佢可以继续去建立啦，同埋巩固教会嘅。
So Paul hoped Timothy will continue to build and strengthen the church.
咁保罗自己就去咗马其顿嗰度探其他嘅教会啦，
And Paul moved on to Macedonia to visit other churches.
咁所以保罗就写咗封信俾年青嘅提摩太啦，提醒佢一啲即系建立教会嘅时候需要留意嘅重点方向同埋要点咁样嘅。
So Paul wrote to young Timothy, reminding him of important directions and key points in building the church.
咁嘅信入边咧，保罗都同提摩太讲咗好多，即系教会入边唔同嘅人需要留意嘅地方啦。
In the letter, Paul mentioned to Timothy various matters concerning different people in Ephesus.
系啦，咁所以跟住落嚟一段时间啦，希望信息咧都可以勉励我哋每一个啦。
I hope that the messages in the coming days will encourage us.
系啦，咁鼓励我哋一齐去学习点样可以做到一啲我哋自己做到嘅嘢。
Motivating us to learn how to do things that we can do.
咁一齐建立利物浦教会啦。
So we may build up the Liverpool Church together.
不过喺进入书信嘅内容之前咧，今日想同大家一齐睇下提摩太系一个点样嘅人。
Before we delve into the content of the letter, today I would like you Well, I'd like to lead you to ponder what kind of person Timothy was.
咁我哋都可以向提摩太學習咁樣。
So we may also learn from him.
係啦，咁啊，頭先啦都提到提摩太係保羅留佢喺以弗所教會協助處理教會嘅一啲問題嘅，即係同工啦咁樣。
Just now, I mentioned that Paul left Timothy in Ephesus to help address issues in church.
係啦，咁我哋可以諗下喎，就我哋有一日啦，全部人一齊就跟牧者佢哋去泰國或者烏干達宣教啦咁樣。
So let's imagine one day we follow a pastor on a mission trip to Thailand or Uganda.
咁我哋發現當地嘅福音工作啦，同埋教會都好有需要。
And we find that the gospel work and the churches over there have needs.
咁所以佢哋咧就決定留低一個人喺嗰度幫手啦，咁樣。
So the group decides to persuade someone to stay back and help.
咁你覺得留低邊個好咧？
So which person would you decide to recommend to stay?
有冇人想留喺泰國？我你
So,
舉手。
any...
我見你舉手啊！
So yeah, Yemi raise her hand. She volunteer
佢話留喺泰國。
Ahen.
或者有冇人想留喺烏干達？
Or anyone want to stay back in Uganda?
暫時冇係咪？
Maybe.
好。咁啊，相信留低嗰個人咧，一定係有啲個人之處嘅，係咪？
Surely the person who stayed back must have exceptional qualities
咁甚至係能人所不能啦。
and be able to do things that others can't,
咁最緊要有魄力啦，同埋有魅力去帶領教會嘅。
and also possess the drive and charisma to lead the church.
最好咧就係仲大隻嘅，係有力嘅。
So ideally, the person should also be fit and strong.
咁除咗喺屬靈上面去建立教會之外咧，
So besides building the church spiritually,
係啦，仲可以搬台搬搬抬抬咁，即係建立嗰個教會個會址咁樣啦。
The person may also help with physical labor of constructing the church building or moving the tables.
咁我哋提摩太又係咪係點樣嘅人嚟嘅咧？
What kind of person was Timothy?
咁或者我哋可以從保羅喺佢知道自己臨終嘅時候啦，之前啦。
So perhaps we can have a glimpse of how he was through Paul's last words.
系啦，咁就因为佢挂念提摩太嘛，就写咗提摩太后书俾提摩太啦，入边去有啲托付同提醒咁样嘅。
Because Paul missed Timothy, so he wrote 2 Timothy to encourage him and to remind him of different matters.
咁透过呢啲托付同提醒，我哋可以推测一下，即系提摩太嘅一啲嘅特质咁样。
And from Paul's writing to Timothy, we can actually infer some of Timothy's qualities.
咁我哋可以睇下提摩太后书1章7节，同埋提摩太后书2章1节啦。
So let us take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And chapter 2, verse 1.
好，咁啊，我读中文啦。咁提摩太后书1章7节，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
咁提摩太后书2章1节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
咁我哋见到呢度啦，保罗强调咗不是胆怯的心啦，
Here we see Paul emphasizes not having a spirit of fear
同埋要在基督耶稣嘅恩典上面刚强起嚟。
and being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
咁我哋可以。即係推測提摩太其實係一個比較膽怯啦，亦都唔係好剛強嘅人嚟嘅。
This suggests that Timothy was rather a timid person and not particularly strong.
咁我哋可以再睇下提摩太後書1章6節、1章8節。
You can also take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and verse 8.
同埋提摩太後書嘅4章1至2節啦。
And chapter 4 verse 1 and verse 2.
係啦。咁啊，呢度大家可以睇下啦，咁样系啦。咁咧，保罗咧其实系提醒提摩太咧要重燃恩赐啦。
So if you take a look at these passages, you will see that Paul reminds Timothy to fan into flame the gift.
唔好以为基督作见证为耻啦。
And not to be ashamed of the testimony of Christ.
同埋嘱咐提摩太得时不得时都要传道嘅。
And he also charges him to preach the word in season and out of season.
咁所以其实都可以推断出咧，提摩太都系一个比较容易退缩啦，需要被肯定、被提醒、被扶持嘅人嚟嘅。
This suggests that Timothy tended to shrink back and needed affirmation, reminders, and support.
系啦，咁啊，最后我哋可以睇下提摩太前书5章23节啦。
And finally, we can take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23.
咁呢度就话，因你胃口不清，屡次患病，不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
Here it says, "Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illness."
咁你就会见到，其实提摩太个身体都系弱嘅，系需要好好打理自己身体嘅一个弟兄啦。咁。
So here we can see, physically, Timothy was also weak and not so good health-wise.
咁你可能會諗，哇，咁樣嘅人點解保羅要留低佢去幫以弗所教會成長啊？咁樣。
So you may think, wow, such a person like this, why did Paul let him to help the Ephesian church?
咁以弗所教會其實係點樣嘅教會嚟嘅咧？咁樣。
So what kind of church was the Ephesian church?
係啦，咁啊，《使徒行傳》20章16至38節啦。
And in Acts chapter 20, verse 16 to 38,
係啦，
it
咁。
says,
即係成段經文，大家可以翻去即係睇啦，咁樣。咁但係呢度咧，我哋會見到啦。
So you can note down the reference and read it at home. And here we can see that.
係啦，咁咧，以弗所教會係保羅花咗3年時間晝夜流淚去牧養嘅喎。
Paul has spent 3 years pastoring the Ephesian church with tears and day and night.
系啦，咁20章31節嗰度讲啦，系啦，
And in verse 31, it says,
系啦，咁咧，然后16至17節咧就有讲到话，保罗喺赶路嘅途中咧，都要特登请嗰个教会嘅长老嚟见佢，去真情对话。
Oh, just now it was mentioned in 17, and he's in verse 16 to 18. It's mentioned that when Paul was traveling, he also make a point to visit the church and to encourage them.
系啦，咁点解保罗会拣一个喺佢眼中又怯懦啦、身心都软弱嘅人咧？有呢啲明显弱点嘅人咧，系留喺一个即系咁重要嘅教会入边咧？咁样。
Why would Paul choose someone with such obvious weaknesses, timid and physically frail, to remain in Ephesus to pastor the church?
咁我哋又可以睇下啦，保罗系点样喺其他人嘅面前咧，去提及呢、这个。有明顯弱點嘅弟兄，
So let's see how Paul spoke of this brother with apparent weaknesses in front of others.
系啦，咁腓立比書2章20至22節啦，
So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
咁呢度話，因為我沒有別人與我同心，實在掛念你們的事，別人都求自己的事，並不求耶穌基督的事，但你們知道提摩太的名證，他興旺福音與我同勞。待我像儿子待父亲一样。
So verse 20 to 21, I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
咁所以其实提摩太咧系好少有嘅系同保罗同心嘅人嚟嘅。
So Timothy was one of the few people who had the same mind as Christ, as Paul.
而佢咧都系挂念教会嘅事啦，求耶稣基督嘅事啦，唔求自己嘅事嘅。
And he was someone who sought after the things of Christ, of the church, but not his own interests.
咁我哋又可以睇下，哥林多前书4章17節啦。
So let us take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
不如我哋一齐读啦，好吗？
So let us read it together.
Okay. 因此我以打发提摩太，他在主里面是我亲爱又忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
So we can also read in English, 1, 2, 3. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church.
咁呢度提到提摩太系一个忠心嘅人嚟，
Here, Paul mentions Timothy to be a faithful person.
咁另外咧喺成个使徒行传入边咧，我哋都睇到提摩太一直咧都系跟随住保罗周游列国去宣教啦。
In the book of Acts, we see Timothy following Paul on mission trips across different countries.
咁又成日被差遣去唔同嘅教会去处理问题啦，咁样。
He was often sent to various churches to address issues.
咁都喺即系压力好大嘅环境入边去即系牧养教会嘅。
Pastoring in high pressure environments.
咁到保罗临终嘅时候咧，佢仲要带件外套去俾保罗咁样。
And when Paul was nearing the end of his life, And he asked Timothy to bring a cloak to him.
咁所以其实我哋见到咧，虽然提摩太系胆怯噶啦。
So this shows, although Timothy was timid,
但系佢咧系为愿意为福音嘅缘故咧，系放低自己嘅限制。
for the sake of the gospel, he set aside his limitations.
咁佢会提起勇气去跟随保罗展开宣教嘅旅程啦。
And he gathered up courage to follow Paul on missionary journeys.
咁佢系容易退缩嘅，
He was prone to shrinking back,
需要扶持嘅。
and he needed support.
但系为咗教会同埋基督嘅事咧，佢愿意靠住忠心咧去牧会。
But for the sake of the church and for the work of Christ, he was willing to faithfully pastor churches.
咁即使單獨咁樣派佢入去狼群入邊咧，佢都唔會話拒絕嘅。
Even when sent alone into challenging circumstances, he never said no.
咁佢雖然身體係軟弱噶啦，身體弱噶啦，
Even though bodily he was weak,
但係佢都係願意靠住堅忍啦，去東奔西走，承擔一啲超過佢身體可以負荷嘅責任嘅。
he was willing to persevere and take on responsibilities that exceeded his physical capacity.
佢系一个唔求自己嘅事嘅人嚟嘅。
He was someone who does not seek his own interests.
咁我哋可以留意到啦，提摩太前书1:3啦。
So notice in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
佢就保罗就话：我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教啦。
He said, As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer.
系啦，咁我哋见到使徒保罗咧，唔系命令提摩太留低嘅。
So here we see. We can see that Paul did not command Timothy to stay back.
咁佢系劝提摩太留低啦，
So he urged him to stay back.
系鼓励佢嘅，系啦。
He was encouraging him.
咁甚至乎咧，呢个劝字咧，有啲时候系会翻译成为求嘅意思嘅。
So this word urge sometimes is translated as beg.
系啦，咁所以提摩太其实系有得拣嘅，
So Timothy had a choice.
系啦，可以话我唔想啦，我想跟住你啊，保罗咁样嘅。
So he could have refused and wanted to stay with Paul.
咁我哋每个人咧，其实都系一定有自己嘅限制啦，系咪？
Each one of us has our own limitations.
咁我都相信系，虽然一啲都唔容易嘅，不过我哋每一个人咧都已经系好努力嘅，一步一步咁样咧去跟随紧神。跟随紧主噶啦。
And I believe that although it is not easy, Every one of us is already striving to follow the Lord step by step.
咁过程之中，我哋都少不免会感到乏力啦，同埋惊啊。
We may even feel weary and afraid along the way.
咁都鼓励大家啦，可以向提摩太去学习，愿意为基督啦，为别人得到福音，为咗建立教会嘅缘故咧，去选择作出一啲突破咁样咯。
However, I encourage you to learn from Timothy to choose to make breakthrough in our lives. for the sake of Christ and for others to receive the gospel and for the building up of the church.
咁因为神使用嘅从来都唔系完美嘅人啦，而系愿意嘅人。
Because God never uses perfect people, but those who are willing.
咁之前都同大家分享过咧，我天生咧系一个性格好静嘅人嚟嘅。
I've shared before with you that I was naturally very quiet.
咁可能你哋好多都唔信啦。
Some of you didn't believe.
系啦，咁样我到咗大约5岁嘅时候咧，我啲亲戚系建议我嘅爸爸妈妈啦。带我去睇医生，睇下我系咪自闭症嘅。
Around the age of 5, my relatives even suggested to my parents to take me to a doctor to see if I was autistic.
咁我性格咧系好内向嘅人嚟，
I was quite introverted.
咁我系好唔中意同人接触啦，亦都好抗拒建立关系。
I disliked contact with others and resisted to build relationships.
咁所以我升大专嗰个时候咧。我喺选科上面系完全冇拣社会科学嘅学科嘅。
So when I entered college, I completely avoided choosing subjects in social science.
系啦，咁咧，不过后嚟咧，天父就带领咗我要去读社会工作啦。
However, the Heavenly Father eventually led me to study social work.
咁老实讲咧，其实嗰阵时我系超级唔想嘅。
Honestly, at that time, I was deeply unwilling.
咁而我唔適合做社工咧，都唔係我主觀感受嚟嘅。
And it wasn't just my own subjective feeling that I was unsuited for social work.
咁院校入邊咧有啲即係有一兩個資深嘅老師啦，喺我畢業之前咧，都語重心長咁勸我嘅。
So at the college, there were a couple senior lecturers sincerely advised me before graduation.
咁佢哋話阿恒。你嘅性格咧，同專長咧，係唔適合做喺社工呢個專業度發展嘅。
So they told me that my personalities and strengths were not suitable for a career in social work.
咁之後我畢咗業啦，咁樣，咁我都揾社工嘅工作做嘅，雖然唔適合。
After graduating, I looked for jobs in social works, even though I felt I was not suitable.
咁我上司咧喺我帶第一次小組嘅時候咧。大咗10分鐘。
So in my first job after graduation, my supervisor After 10 minutes of me leading a group,
佢就話：，啊，得啦，你唔使帶啦，你行埋一邊睇我帶啦。咁，
he stopped me and told me to step aside and to observe how he leads.
咁啊，之後個中心主任咧都有走嚟，即係一對一咁樣勸我啦，咁樣。
And later on, the center director also advised me one-on-one.
咁佢就問，佢就話：啊，不如你都真係認真考慮下，係咪需要繼續投身社工呢個行業啦？咁樣。
So he sincerely advised me to think carefully whether to continue in social work fields.
咁樣，既然我都唔適合啦，咁所以我就逃避咗啦。我就，哦，咁我唔做社工啦。
Since I concluded then I wasn't suitable, so I avoided social work.
咁我就。喺一间学校入边咧，度过咗5年，好愉快、开心嘅文员生活啦。
So then I spent 5 years happily in a school doing work as a clerk.
咁后嚟有一日咧，喺我一路做紧嘢嘅时候咧，
Then one day, when I was working,
咁我听到神就问我：你喺度做紧乜嘢啊？咁样。
I heard God spoke to me saying, "What are you doing here?"
咁我一听到嘅时候，我就知道咧，既然神一开始系。即系带领我去读社工啦。
I knew immediately that since he had led me to study social work in the first place,
咁一定系想我喺呢个工场入边做工噶啦，系咪？
He must have intended for me to work in the field.
咁但系嗰阵时我真系好惊。
But at that time, I was really afraid.
咁因为无论喺客观啦，定系主观方面咧，我都系有我嘅不足嘅。
Because both objectively and subjectively, I had my shortcomings.
咁但系神既然咁清晰，系表达咗佢嘅心意啦。
However, since God clearly revealed his will to me,
咁我都学习谦卑顺服去揾社工嘅工作啦。
I also humbly, obeyed and looked for a position in social work.
咁于是者一做就做咗6年嘅社工。
So I ended up doing work as a social worker for 6 years.
咁呢6年对我嚟讲咧，系超痛苦同埋超漫长。
Those 6 years were painful and difficult and long for me.
咁但系咧，神都透过唔同嘅经历啦，去装备我啦，咁样。
But through this experience, God equipped me through this this challenging experience.
咁另外而家咧，可以用呢啲即系神俾我嘅恩赐咧，去服侍唔同嘅人啦。
So I can now use different gifts he have given me to serve different people.
咁谂翻起嚟咧，神真系对我哋每一个人咧嘅生命入边都有计划嘅。
Looking back, God has a plan for each one of our lives.
但系神咧唔一定系一开始咧就将我哋整成嗰个可以完成佢计划嗰个样。
And he doesn't always shape us into the most suitable form at the beginning.
而系喺一个过程之中咧，佢会锻炼我哋学习去放低自己啦。
Instead, he trains us along the way to learn to let go of ourselves.
成为一个愿意顺服同埋依靠佢嘅人。
So we may become people who are willing to obey and trust in him.
咁所以系咯，即系我哋即系有冇一啲即系自己觉得自己不足嘅地方，觉得系要即系可以被神去改变去服侍其他人嘅咧？
So, think about yourself. Do you have any inadequacies that God can change you so you may be better used by Him to serve others?
好，咁啊，另外一个啦，想同大家即系睇下嘅提摩太嘅一啲嘅特质啦。
And other characteristics that I would like to point out to you about Timothy.
系啦，咁我哋可以睇下提摩太前书4章12节啦。
So let us take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
就系我哋一齐读好冇？
Let's read it together.
不可叫人小看你年轻。总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都作信徒的榜样。
Let us read it in English. 1, 2, 3. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
系啦，咁另外一个提摩太比较出名啦，就应该系佢嘅年纪啦，咁样。
Another well-known aspect of Timothy was likely his age.
咁喺提摩太前书嘅时候咧，佢应该系30至35岁左右嘅。
So at the time of the letter to Timothy, the first letter to Timothy, he was likely about 30 to 35 years old,
咁我估大约就系我哋利物浦教会嘅平均年龄啦。
which is roughly the average age of our Liverpool church.
咁样按照世界卫生组织对青少年嘅定义咧，就系15至24岁嘅。
According to the World Health Organization, youth is defined as ages 15 to 24.
咁英國嘅話咧，政府喺統計上面咧，其中一個經常用嚟代表年輕人嘅年齡組別咧，就係15至29歲嘅。
In the UK, one of the common age groups used in statistics to represent the young people is from age 15 to 29.
咁我哋當中有幾多個係年輕人咧？
So, how many of you are young, like Timothy?
我見到有人喺度笑啊！
So, some people are smiling.
係啦。咁啊，即系提摩太算唔算系年轻人咧？咁样计，
So, was Timothy regarded as someone young?
系啦。咁我相信使徒保罗想喺呢度表达嘅咧，就唔系纠结话哦，你系咪年轻人啊？咁样，
I believe Paul's point here is not to argue about the definition of being young.
咁而系当时咧，以弗所教会入边有好多年纪比提摩太大嘅领袖。
Rather, in the Ephesian church at that time, there were many leaders older than Timothy.
咁所以保罗咧就勉励提摩太要用，即系要以成为可以成为别人榜样嘅行动啦。
So Paul encouraged Timothy to show through his actions as an example.
展现出咧佢自己年纪上面虽然咧系比其他人细嘅，但系咧系不容轻看嘅。
Showing forth that although he was younger in age, he shouldn't be looked down upon.
咁啊。谂翻转头咧，我咧嘅属灵生命咧，今年就20年啦，20岁啦。
Reflecting on my own spiritual life, I have been a believer for 20 years.
咁按照犹太人嘅文化咧，都可以叫少年啦，咁样。
In the Jewish culture, this would be considered the stage of a youth.
咁我只不过系慢慢踏入紧青年嘅阶段嘅啫。
So I'm gradually entering young adulthood.
咁啊，宿灵上少年人嘅特点系乜嘢咧？
What are the characteristics of a spiritual youth?
系啦，咁就系你慢慢有智慧咧，去分辨是非啦。
So they begin to have wisdom to discern right from wrong,
咁你开始学习独立啦。
and starting to learn to be independent.
咁咧，然后你会透过不断咁追求公义啦，系行出公义嚟嘅生命咧，嚟彰显即系主嘅形象啦。
And through the pursuits of righteousness and living out a righteous life, they manifest the image of the Lord.
咁漸漸有天父嘅樣式啦，
And they begin to take on the likeness of the Heavenly Father.
亦都慢慢有得勝嘅生命嘅。
And they are developing a life of victory.
咁所以使徒保羅啦，都勉勵提摩太要喺各方面都緊守啦，做其他人嘅榜樣啦。
So Paul urged Timothy to be watchful in all areas and to be an example for others.
咁所以我都成日問自己啦，我有冇？谨慎喺言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上面都作信徒嘅榜样咧。
So I often ask myself, and I'm being careful in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity to be an example to believers.
咁啊，最近都有一啲嘅学习嘅咁。
So recently, I also have spiritual lessons I learned from the Lord.
系啦，咁咧今日都有即系弟兄姊妹同我讲啦，即系剪咗个头发好好睇喎，咁样。
So some brothers and sisters remarked today saying that, oh, you had a haircut, it looks nice.
咁啊，都多謝即系我太太幫我剪嘅。
So I'm very grateful to my wife for helping me to have this haircut.
系啦，咁我都承认佢之前啲头发系即系太懒，冇理佢啦。
So I also admit that in the past I have been kind of lazy about my hair.
咁都俾人觉得好似系好，又唔系话污糟，不过就唔系咁清洁啦。
May give some impressions to others that I'm not so tidy.
系啦，咁所以即系我都系努力学习啦，咁样喺个即系各方面都系做好榜样啦。
So I'm also learning to be a good examples in all areas of my life.
咁如果第时见到我头发开始长啦，咁样又提醒下我啦，
So if you see my hair growing longer and messy, then you can just remind me.
或者提醒下我太太啦。
Or remind my wife.
系啦，咁啊，好多时咧，我哋咧喺嗰个都唔系好太在意自己嘅言行举止嘅咁。
Actually, a lot of times we are not very mindful of our own words and actions.
特别喺一啲熟咗嘅群体啦，同埋习惯咗嘅环境入边咧。
Especially when we are among well-known environments or familiar places.
咁教会啦、家庭啦、工作嘅场所啦，都系其中一啲嘅例子啦。
So the church, our family, and the workplace are certainly such environments.
咁有時我哋一啲唔自覺嘅舉動咧，都可能係入咗人哋嘅心入邊。
Sometimes our unconscious actions can leave an impression on others.
咁如果呢啲咧行為舉動咧，都係出於聖經嘅教導啦。
If these words and actions are rooted in the biblical teaching,
咁相信我哋都可以比其他人咧，透過我哋更加認識到耶和華父神啦。
I believe they can help others to know our Heavenly Father better, more deeply.
咁亦都會吸引佢哋咧，同我哋一齊去用喜樂嘅心咧，喺生活上邊去效法主耶穌基督。
And to draw them to joyfully follow Lord Jesus Christ in their daily lives.
咁反之亦然啦，
Conversely, it's also true.
我哋喺生活中咧待人接物咧，都唔多唔少一定係即係會學習咗一啲世界嘅一套做法嘅。
We may unknowingly adopt worldly views or worldly ways in our interactions.
咁呢啲做法咧，其實唔係即係唔一定係罪嚟嘅，
These ways of doing things may not necessarily be sinful or wrong.
亦都未必係錯嘅，係啦。咁咧，但係咧，我哋如果大部分嘅時間咧，都係用一啲世界嘅價值觀同即係做法咧去處理事情同埋講嘢咧。
But if we spend most of our time acting and speaking according to the values of this world,
同樣都會成為咗其他人嘅榜樣喎。
we will also become examples to others.
咁會覺得哦，基督徒都係其實係可以用世界嘅方法去做嘢嘅啫。
Giving them an impression that Christians can live by the world's ways
都可以用世界嘅價值觀去睇事情嘅啫。
and also view things through worldly values.
係啦。 咁但系我哋咧，其实又系咪可以分辨到我哋自己而家嘅行为系咪好榜样咧？
However, can we discern whether our current conducts in various areas are good examples?
咁点先算系好榜样咧？
And what qualifies as a good example?
咁我哋可以睇下，同样即系使徒保罗啦，写俾提摩太嘅提摩太后书3章14至17节啦。
So we can also take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 17.
好，咁我哋可以一齐读啦，又系啦。
Let's read it together.
但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So we can also read in English, 1, 2, 3. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
咁经文都讲到啦，我哋系必须要明白圣经，
So the passage tells us that we must understand the scriptures.
因为咁样咧，我哋可以得以完全啦，去行各样嘅善事啦。
Because this is the means by which we can be made complete and equipped for every good work.
咁呢个系做好榜样嘅途径啦。
As a means to becoming a good example.
咁我哋而家每个行动咧，系咪都有寻求圣经嘅教导嘅原则？去做決定嘅咧，
Are we now making decisions by seeking the principles taught in the scripture?
咁又好取決於我哋係咪真係明白聖經。
And this depends greatly on whether we understand the scriptures or not.
咁如果我哋未到係明白聖經嘅程度啦。
If we realize we have not yet reached the point of understanding the scriptures well,
我哋會唔會又好似14節所講啦？我哋係努力嘅去學習咧。
are we, as 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 says, diligently learning them?
咁當然神嘅話語咧，入邊咧好多部分咧都係真係要靠住神對揭示俾我哋聽，睇我哋先明白啦。
Of course, many parts of God's word require God's revelation to be understood.
咁但係其實入邊咧都有好多係好直接、好簡單、好易明嘅教導咧。
However, there are also many teachings that are straightforward, some of which we will, yeah, sorry, sorry.
好直，咁對呢啲教導，我哋係咪會去順服去做咧？咁樣，
And towards these direct, simple, and clear teachings, are we willing to obey them?
係啦，咁所以我哋都係要學習係明白聖經啦，用聖經教導嘅原則去待人接物啦。
So, we should make it our goal to understand diligently the scriptures and use the principles we learn to decide how we conduct ourselves.
咁我哋又要問啦，咁係咪我哋明白聖經就一定可以活出成為其他人榜樣嘅好生命咧？
Then we must also ask, is it enough just to understand the scriptures to live a life that can become others' examples?
咁當提到提摩太嘅時候咧，我哋都好快就會諗到使徒保羅對佢嘅教導啦，同埋榜樣啦咁樣。
When we think of Timothy, we often think of Paul's teaching and example.
咁保罗系使徒嚟噶嘛？
Paul was an apostle.
提摩太系童工。
Timothy was his co-worker.
咁你可能就谂啦。
You may think.
咁提摩太前书系使徒写俾童工嘅信嚟。
First Timothy is a letter written by an apostle to a co-worker.
咁你对象同埋嗰啲内容都系牧会层面嘅。
So the contents and the subject of the letter is they are all of the pastoral ministry.
咁你可能谂，咁入边提到嗰啲标准对非教牧职份嘅弟兄姊妹 甚至乎未信嘅朋友都唔一定啱用嘅喎。
You may think that the standards mentioned there may not apply to non-pastoral brothers and sisters or even to non-believers.
咁但系我哋又有冇谂过，其实提摩太嘅生命咧，并唔系净系得使徒保罗一个去建立出嚟嘅咧？
However, have we ever considered that Timothy's life was nurtured not only by Paul?
咁提摩太佢系喺一个叫做路斯德嘅城市出世嘅小朋友啦。
So, Timothy was born in a city called Lystra.
咁啊，大家可以翻去睇《使徒行传》14章啦。
You can note down Acts chapter 14 and read it at home.
咁我哋见到咧，保罗第一次咧宣教嘅时候，就去咗呢个城市嗰度传福音。
You can see Paul was preaching in this city during his first missionary journey.
咁大概当时年少嘅提摩太咧，就听到咗福音啦。
It was likely that young Timothy heard the gospel there.
咁都相信当时咧，提摩太已经系有独立思考嘅能力啦，都接受咗福音啦。
And by then, he probably had the ability to think independently, and he also accepted the gospel.
咁然后佢不停成长到咧，嗰个城入边嘅弟兄咧都赞佢。
And Timothy continued to grow so much that the brothers in the city spoke well of him.
咁直至到《使徒行传》16章啦。
And in Acts chapter 16,
咁保罗第二次宣教嘅时候，翻去路斯德嘅时候咧，就同提摩太接触啦。
During Paul's second missionary journey, he came again to Lystra and met up with Timothy.
咁然后佢就决定带提摩太一齐去宣教啦。
And Paul decided to take along Timothy for the missionary work.
咁但系咧，我哋睇到提摩太后书3章15节啦。
But in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, it says,
提摩太系从小明白圣经啊嘛。
It says Timothy had known the scriptures from infancy.
系啦，咁呢个小就系指紧 BB 仔到细路，即系小朋友、小孩嘅阶段啦。
So the term infancy refers to babyhood to childhood.
咁系边个教佢明白圣经嘅咧？
So who was teaching him to understand the scriptures?
咁相信咧就系提摩太后书1章5节啦。
And I believe it's Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
就提到咧系即系提摩太嘅犹太人嘅妈妈啦，有尼基同埋佢婆婆罗儿啊。
It was likely his Jewish mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois.
咁值得留意咧嘅系提摩太嘅爸爸咧，其实系希腊人嚟。
It's worth noting that Timothy's father was Greek.
咁而且喺头先讲到《使徒行传》14章咧，
And from Acts chapter 14,
我哋睇到咧嗰个路斯德呢个城市嘅人咧，系讲叫做吕高尼语嘅，讲系啦。
And we can see that people of Lystra spoke like Lyconian.
咁佢哋咧，当佢哋一见到保罗，使徒保罗咧，另一个瘸腿嘅人痊愈咗之后咧，
When they saw Paul healed a crippled person,
佢哋系用希腊神话入边嗰啲神明咧去称呼巴拿巴同保罗。
they called Barnabas and Paul by the names of Greek gods.
咁见到咧，其实提摩太佢长大嘅地方咧，系一个好受希腊文化影响嘅城市嚟嘅。
This shows that Timothy grew up in an environment deeply influenced by Greek culture.
咁但系提摩太嘅家庭咧，竟然可以将佢教养到咧，系一个从小就明白圣经嘅地步啦。
Yet his family raised him to know the scripture from infancy.
咁而且提摩太呢个名咧，其实系希腊文嚟噶啦。
Moreover, the name Timothy, even though it's a Greek name,
但系其实个意思咧，就系、是、去尊荣神。
So the name of the meaning of this name is honoring God.
咁我哋可以见到提摩太嘅家庭咧，其实系好希望提摩太咧由出世开始咧就已经可以荣耀神嘅。
We can observe that Timothy's family deeply desired that from birth he would bring glory to God.
而咁样睇嚟咧，提摩太第一个效法嘅榜样咧，其实唔系身为使徒嘅保罗啦。
In this way, Timothy's first role models were not the Apostle Paul.
而系佢非教牧职份嘅妈妈同埋婆婆。
But his mother and grandmother, who were not in pastoral ministry.
咁我哋咧，每又睇唔睇到，其实我哋每一个咧，都有培育出 我哋嘅提摩太嘅责任同埋可能性咧？
How about us? Do we see that we too have the responsibility and potential to nurture our own Timothys?
咁提摩太无疑咧系使徒保罗教出嚟嘅属灵儿子啦，
Timothy was certainly the spiritual son nurtured by Apostle Paul.
但系同时佢亦都系由非教牧职份嘅妇女教导出嚟嘅儿子嚟嘅。
Yet at the same time, he was also the son taught by women who did not hold pastoral positions.
咁更加难得嘅系咧，即系呢两位姊妹教出嚟嘅儿子咧。并唔系只系喺个知识层面上面认识神。
What is even more remarkable and precious is that the faith the women passed on to him was not merely knowledge-based understanding of God.
咁提摩太后书1章5节啦，
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5,
系啦，我哋又可以一齐读啦，
we
系
can
啦。
also read it together.
想到你心里无伪之信。这信是先在你以外祖母挪尔和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, 1 to 3. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lives in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
咁呢度讲到啦，使徒保罗讲到提摩太有嘅系无伪之信。
Paul mentions that Timothy possesses a sincere faith.
而呢個無畏之信咧，係先喺姊妹有尼基同埋挪爾心入邊啦，
And this sincere faith first lived in his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice.
再傳到去提摩太心入邊。
Then was passed on to Timothy.
咁乜嘢係無畏之信咧？
What does sincere faith mean?
咁呢度提到啦，經文提到係啦，提摩太前書1章5節。诶，冇哦，所以可能我漏咗。但系咧，咁呢个无畏之信咧，系啦，系讲到咧，系可以生出爱嘅一个重要元素嚟嘅。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, the sincere faith is the kind of faith that can produce produce love.
咁我哋点样知道嗰个无畏之信系点样嘅咧？
So how to understand the term sincere?
我哋都可以睇下。即系呢个无伪之信嘅呢个字嘅反义词系点样咧？
We can look at the antonym of sincere.
咁喺路加福音20章20节啦。
In Luke chapter 20, verse 20.
咁大家会觉得边一个系嗰个反义词咧？
So, which word would you consider to be the antonym of sincere?
咩啊？Pretend 系啦，即系中文就系装作啦，
Now, the word pretended.
系啦，咁即系扮出嚟嘅信心啦，
So, a pretended faith.
咁亦都系我哋常听到嘅假冒伪善啦。
And yeah, it can also be understood as what we often hear about hypocrisy.
咁用外在嘅言语行为啦，就扮到好属灵咁样啦。
Is to outwardly displaying spirituality through words and actions,
咁好愿意为主去付出嘅，
appearing eager to serve the Lord.
咁啊扮到好熟悉圣经啦，开口埋口都引经据典嘅，
And even showing great familiarity with the Bible.
咁内心咧其实系唔系太愿意亲近神嘅啫，
Yet inwardly, such a person is not truly close to God,
咁更加唔系即系对天父有全然嘅委身啦。
nor fully committed to the Heavenly Father.
咁只系喺特定嘅场合啦，用一啲特定嘅语言啦，同形式咧，去表达出自己嘅虔诚啦。
Their devotions appears only in certain settings, expressed through specific words and rituals.
但喺生命入边咧，其实系缺乏咗对人同埋对神嘅爱嘅。
But in daily lives, they lack genuine love for God and for others.
咁其实就系假冒伪善啦。
So this would be what hypocrisy is like.
咁今日我哋作为基督徒啦，
As Christians today,
我哋传到俾自己，无论喺血缘上边啦，定系属灵上边嘅子女咧，
Can we pass on to our biological or spiritual children?
系咪呢一份可以生出爱啦？ 又因为呢份爱推动我哋喺人前人后嘅行为，都系可以做到其他人榜样嘅无伪之信呢？
And can we pass on a faith that is sincere and produces love, and through that love compels us to live as examples in both our public life and private lives?
咁啊，综合上头先讲嘅三点啦，
To summarize these three points,
咁提摩太系一个明白到自己嘅限制，但系咧愿意为教会同埋福音嘅好处咧，去放低自己嘅软弱嘅人。
Timothy was a person who understood his limitations, but was willing to set aside his weaknesses for the benefit of the church and the gospel.
咁提摩太系一个明白圣经嘅教导，并且愿意忠心去用行动活出呢一啲教导，成为其他人榜样嘅人。
Timothy was someone who understood the word of God and was willing to faithfully live out the word as an example to others.
咁提摩太系一个从家长嗰度遗传咗无伪之信，以致佢喺一切所做出嚟嘅事咧，都系出于对神同埋对人嘅爱嘅人。
And Timothy was a person who inherited a sincere faith from his family, so that everything he did was motivated by his love for God and for others.
咁如果我哋要坚固教会啦，兴旺福音，就需要咧，好似提摩太咁样嘅人。
If we want to strengthen the church and advance the gospel, we need people like Timothy.
咁呢类人当然系需要按正义去明白圣经啦。
Such people must rightly understand the scriptures.
咁亦都系透过无伪嘅信心去，即系生出嘅爱咧，推动佢去实践圣经嘅教导嘅。
And that love born from a sincere faith to be the driving force and compels them to live out biblical teachings.
咁從而喺言語啦、行為、愛心、信心、清潔上面咧，都可以做到其他人嘅榜樣。
In this way, they become examples to others in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity.
但係做到咁樣之前咧，我哋首先必須要舍己啦。
But before that, we must learn to live as a sacrificial life.
唔俾自己嘅諗法啦，同埋即係一啲軟弱啦，限制咗自己。
We must deny ourselves and not letting our thoughts or weaknesses limit us.
而係願意咧，因為福音同埋教會嘅好處啦，去突破自己嘅軟弱同埋不足，去服侍其他人。
Instead, we should be willing to overcome our weaknesses and inadequacies for the sake of the gospel and the church to serve others faithfully.
咁樣做咧係好難嘅，好唔容易嘅。
And to be able to do this is difficult and not easy.
咁不過喺提摩太嘅生命入邊咧，我哋可以睇到咧，神係知道我哋嘅困難嘅。
From Timothy's life, we can see that God knows our struggles.
咁只要我哋願意咧踏出第一步，然後神咧就係會一步一步帶領我哋嘅。
However, as long as we are willing to take the first step, God will guide us step by step.
因為神咧從來唔係揾一個完美嘅人咧去幫去協助建立教會啦，
Because God never seeks perfect people to build his church.
而係揾一啲願意凡事以教會嘅弟兄姊妹同埋福音嘅益處為念。
God seeks those who are willing to set their minds on the well-being of the fellow believers and the advance of the gospel.
并以无伪嘅信心咧去回应神嘅人，
And these are the ones who respond to God with a sincere faith.
相信咧，如果我哋都愿意啦，神系一定会使用我哋嘅生命去成为别人嘅榜样嘅。
If we are willing, God will surely use our lives as an example to encourage others.
咁样我哋就鼓励到更多人啦，包括到我哋嘅下一代啦。
So, this also includes the next generations.
系啦，代代相传咁样去建立神嘅家啦，神嘅国。
So, from one generation to the next, we can keep building God's house and His kingdom.
亦都用呢个美好嘅教会去吸引更多嘅人去认识福音，得到救恩。
May God also use this wonderful church to draw people to know His salvation.
希望我哋都一齐成为提摩太啦，
Let us all become like Timothy.
亦都一齐成为培养出提摩太嘅有尼基同埋诺尔。
And also become like Eunice and Lois, who nurtured Timothy.
咁今日我嘅分享就到呢度啦。
So my message to you ends here.
都有个祷告结束。
So let us close with a prayer.
出嘅亚维阿爸天父，
Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh.
多谢你俾我哋有机会喺你嘅国入边，你国嘅工作入边有份。
We give you our thanks because you have counted us worthy to participate in your work of salvation.
你知道我哋嘅困难，
You know our difficulties and struggles.
你愿意俾机会我哋透过服侍，透过唔同嘅机会学习顺服。
And yet you have given us opportunities that through serving and through challenges that we may learn to obey you.
透过呢个信服，我哋生命可以被你去改变。
Through obeying you, our lives are being transformed
成为一个好嘅见证，
to become a good testimonies.
求你都去俾我哋勇气，
We ask that you will grant to us courage.
系我哋向提摩太去学习点样去克服自己嘅软弱。
So that we may learn from Timothy to overcome our weaknesses.
点样去努力嘅去明白圣经，透过圣经去明白神你自己嘅心意。
Help us to be diligent in studying your word and to understand your will.
亦都透过我哋对你完全嘅委身，赐我哋有嗰份无畏嘅信心去实践圣经嘅教导。
And help us to be determined to be totally committed to you so that through our sincere faith, we can live out the word of God you have taught us.
让我哋每一个接触到我哋嘅人都系藉住我哋可以见到神你自己。
So when people come in touch with us, they may also come in touch with you.
求你都系继续喺我哋嚟紧嘅生活入边，鼓励我哋去实践。
We pray that in the coming days, you'll encourage us to, put to everyday life, your word we have learned.
都让我哋更加去渴慕你，
Grant to us a deeper desire after you.
求你去与我哋每一位同在，
Pray that you will be with each one of us.
简单嘅祷告都系为咗荣耀神你嘅名义祈求。
We ask for your glory and to glorify your name. Amen.